Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding the Chagiga Daf Chof Dalid in the Oizva Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi is starting Halacha Gimel towards the bottom of Daf Chof Gimel Mud Beis. Zok the Mishta. Oichlim ochlim neguvim beyadayim mesuavois. Food which is dry, doesn't have any liquid in it. So one can eat it if his hands are tame, betrumo avlo bekoitish. I mean, by trumo, it's fine because there's no tumah that passes through if there's no liquids over here. But b'koidish, they weren't machmir. Ha'oinin, someone who has a mace in his family. V'amichusa kippurim, someone who already went to the mikvah. And he had Arav Shemesh, but he still didn't bring his karbonis. After the oinin stops being an oinin, and the michusa kippurim brought his karbon, tzirin tvila l'koidish avlo l'trumo. So they have to go to the mikvah for koidish, but not for trumo. Because for trumo, they're not awesome. Michusa kippurim is allowed to eat trumo, and so is the oinin. So the Gemara Omer Chananyo ben Antignos v'chiyesh oichlim neguvim etzal hakodesh. So the Gemara understands what the Mishnah means to say oichlim neguvim, that what's dry over here is the food. The food was never kosher kabel tuma. In order for something to receive tuma, it needs to have liquid in it. But if it never touched liquid, it doesn't make kabel tuma. So the Gemara understands is that at the beginning of the Mishnah he says if you take food that was never kosher kabel tuma, then you can eat it with tuma, now with kodesh. So on that, the Gemara asks, "V'chiyesh oichim neguvim etzal koidesh." By koidesh, I don't care if something didn't get water. We have such a thing called chibas hakoidesh machsharto. The fact that it has the level of koidesh makes it kosher kabel tumo even without liquid. So it's not oichim neguvim negabi koidesh because it is kosher kabel tumo. It's a septic called for tumo. So answers the Gemara. The pshat in the Mishnah is different. Toichef es hachararo b'shibud v'oichel imo kazayis boso b'truma v'loi b'koidish. We're talking somebody who's not touching the koidish or the truma. He has someone sticking the food straight into his mouth, or he's sticking it directly into his mouth with a spit made out of pshute kleyetz, don't get tumo. So he's not touching by any way the truma or the koidish directly with his hands. And then he eats a piece of meat together with the truma or the koidish in his mouth. And the piece of meat is dry. That's what it means in the guvim. Not that never was kosher kabel tumo. Just right now there's no liquid. If there would be liquid, so his hands touching the meat touch the liquid becomes rishon l'tumo. But there's no liquid over here. So it's only the meat. So this meat is dry. It's in his hands. He puts it in his mouth, even though inside he may touch the kodesh or the trumo. By trumo, I have no problem with that. By kodesh, I'm choshesh that maybe his hands will touch the kodesh, which is in his mouth. Continues the one that says, Tamatanina, we learned over there. Haya oichel duveilo biyadayim mesuavos. He's eating a fig with biyadayim mesuavos with hands which are tome. Now he wants to come and take out a little pebble which is in his mouth. So he puts his hand into his mouth. Now his hands are going to touch this saliva. Saliva is liquid. And liquid to touch yadayim shnir has become rishon. They'll make the duveilo tome. Ramirez says that's a problem. Because the saliva is considered to be liquid, which becomes rishon. Rabbi Yossi argues that the saliva doesn't have a din of a mashke to become rishon l'tumah. The Rambam explains that according to Rabbi Yossi, the reason the saliva doesn't have a din of mashke because he's not interested in it. He doesn't care about the saliva in his mouth. He doesn't give it chashivas, so it doesn't have a din of a mashke. So continues the Gemara Chodal Amud Aleph. Chizki Yomar Eloshonu Elodveilo Shuroitze B'mashkin Shalatzbohoi. Meaning, even Rameir, the holds, the saliva is metame. It's only because we talk about a dvela, but a fig, which is very sticky, and he needs a little bit of a liquid to be able to handle it and not to get all gooey in his fingers. Hashar kol advarim loy. But other things, he doesn't need, even Rameir holds, the saliva has no chashivas, he doesn't want the saliva to be real liquid. There's no difference. He dveili shar kol advarim. We treat every food in his mouth according to our mayor. The saliva has chashivus of mashkin. So the one must need to plead gol chizkio. Chur, we have a mishnah against chizkio, because the mishnah b'seches kelim says mago tmei meis shayoyich limu mashkin utoich piv. Someone who touched a tmei meis. Mago tmei meis means he touched a tmei meis. So what is he? Rishon l'tumo. The meis itself is aviyav isatumo. Whoever touched the meis. Tme meis is avatumo. The maga tme meis is rishonatumo. Shayoichlu mashko terpiv. In his mouth there's food and drink. And he, what do you do, this person? Chris roy shoy la avir hatan nur tor timu. Meaning the drink in his mouth becomes tome because he's tome. So the drink, he's Rishon Tumo. So the mash can become Tomei. Now he puts his head into an oven, which is a Kli Cheres. It's Metamei Me'aviroi. So now the Kli Cheres becomes Tomei as well. Reb Chaim goes on to explain that even though the mashke is Rishon, that's because every mashke becomes Rishon, there's still Chazal said that it's Metamei the Kelim. So that's case number one in that Mishnah Maseches Kelim. You have a person who's tar. He has food and drink in his mouth. He puts his hand into an oven, which is tomei nitmeu. Meaning the body of a person is not considered to be a seal between the oven and what's in his mouth. So whatever's in his mouth is considered to be in the oven. And because the oven is tomei, the food and drink in his mouth become tomei as well. So says the more now, I understand why the drink in his mouth becomes tomei. Because the liquid gets tumo. But the food, where did the food, or how is the food kosher l'kabel tumo? The more understands, we're talking about dry food. The dry food is in his mouth. How does it get tumo from the oven? Has to be because it's me'urbov, it's connected to his saliva. So you see, the saliva is considered to be liquid to make it kosher l'kabel tumo. So that's what I was asking. Not from the saliva? So here's a raya, the saliva does consider to be considered to be liquid. Not like Chizkiah that said only it works by a fig, not by all the food. Answers the Gemara Tipoter or Bedevei Lushmeno. Either we're talking about that it is a fig, it's actually a fat fig. Reb Chaim explains the reason why we're saying fat fig over here is because before we said that only when you have a pebble in the fig, that's when you have a problem. And now we're just saying that the veil is a problem. So you have to say that the veil is shmeino, because it's very fatty and juicy, so he wants his liquid in his mouth, his machshir, the liquid. So that's option number one. Or we talk about food that's not dry. It was already kosher kabatuma, meaning it did touch liquid before. And that's it gets tumo from the oven, not because of the saliva, but because it's just kosher kabatuma. So this was one rai I wanted to bring to the sugyo from a Mishnah Maseches Kelim. Now we bring a raya from our Mishnah to this sugya. That's what it's brought down over here. Masniso, our Mishnah, l'chor pligol abriyachanon, is arguing abriyachanon that said that saliva is always machshir, is always considered to be liquid. Because it says by us in our Mishnah, oichlim, oichlim neguvim, biyadayim isov, es betshumav, loy bekoydeh. So you're allowed to eat food which is dry when the hands are tameh, if you have, by truma, not bekoydeh. But if you're talking about that the saliva is machshir, so then the hands will make the saliva tome, because the saliva has din of liquid. So the hands will make the saliva rishon tumo, and it will make the truma tome. So why are you saying by truma there's no issue? So Bishma, if you're telling me saliva doesn't have a din of mashke, so I have no issue over here. But if the saliva makes this, he has a din of a mashke, so you have your problem of tumo. Answers the Gemara, apostle Lobe Zoyrik. We're talking about he's not putting the food into his mouth, he's throwing the food into his mouth, meaning he's not putting his hands are not going to touch his mouth. Says Mori b'zoyrik afilu b'koydish. If it's zoyrik, so what's the problem? It's also by koydish. What's the issue? He's not putting his hand into his mouth. There's no tumo. Why should it be a problem by koydish? Says Mori shema yishkach v'iga. Maybe he'll make a mistake and he will touch. So that's what we choishish. Im shema yishkach v'iga afilu b'truma yosur. So if so, so b'truma should be yosur. My kedon. What's the reason? What's the difference? So this goes back to what we said before. Oich l'truma zrizi mehem ve'eino shachach. The Koyani, they eat truma, they eat it every day. They're Zaris, they know the limitations, and they're not going to forget. But Koydish is not so common. People don't eat it as often. So people will forget the Gedarim, and they may come and put their hand into the mouth, and that's why there, you're more machmir, that he may come to touch the Koydish, even though he's trying not to, by throwing the food into his mouth without touching his mouth. Continues the Gemara, now the Gemara addresses the next part of the Mishnah that says that ha'oinin v'chus ha'kippurim, they need to feel the kodesh, but not for truma. Says the Gemara, Tamatanina, we learned over there, it's a Mishnah, Maseches Vochim, oinin noigea, an oinin is allowed to touch the korbanis, ve'inu makri, it doesn't do avoida, ve'inu choylik lechol ba'er, it doesn't take a piece on chaluka, when they split the food or the pieces of the korban in the evening, he doesn't do it because he didn't do the avoida. So says the Gemara, Tamo natoma mutaligo. There it says clearly that an oinin can touch the kachim. Vekoa tomar osu ligo. And my Yosef says that you're not allowed to touch koidesh, you're allowed to touch only trumo. Because the Gemara understands that our Mishnah, it says that oinin needs to feel the koidesh, means he can't touch koidesh. Omar v'yana, he can't be shia siya daitoi, kam be shiloi siya daitoi. By us to talk about that Hesach Hadas, meaning he completely didn't want to talk, wasn't careful to be not to be in the level of Gedusha that you need for Kodesh. But there we talk about he didn't have Hesach Hadas, even though he's anointed, and even though he has a person who died in his family. Says the Gemara, every time he has Hesach Hadas, he's not careful anymore. So also, but Shuma should be also. Why the Mishnah says he's not to touch the Shuma? My kedoyin, what's the chiluk? Meaning we're treating as someone who eats revi b'kodesh. What did we say earlier? The Gemara had a discussion about it. But we learned over there that a person who eats oichel revi, so he's not allowed to eat kodesh. It makes him asur b'achilo. He's not doesn't make him asur b'negiyah because there's no chamish b'kodesh. So if he eats revi, he could touch kodesh, but he's not allowed to eat kodesh. Same thing over here. An oinin could touch kodesh, but he's not allowed to eat kodesh while he's an oinin. And when our Mishnah says he has to go to the mikvah, not to touch, but to eat. Continues the one of Chodal Damod Beis. Hadom ra ho'oichel oich revi b'kodesh, ha'so lo'ichel umutar ligo, ve'ka'so lo'ichel umutar ligo. So here we learn, we had this debate before, that someone who eats revi b'kodesh, he's not allowed to eat, but he's allowed to touch. And the same thing over here in our sugyo, he's not allowed to eat, but he's allowed to touch. Says more Tama Tanina, and this is a Mishnah Meseches Nido. But Shama Yomim Tzichim Tvilo Ba'achoyno, or Besil Yomim Eino Tzricho Tvilo Ba'achoyno. So referring to a Yoledes. The Yoledes, when she has a baby boy, a Zohar, so she's 1 week Tome, she has 7 days of Tumah, and 33 days of Tahara. If it's an Akeva, she has two weeks of Tumah, and 66 days of Tahara. Now between the days of Tumah and Tahara, she has to go to the Mikvah, that's clear. Once she stopped, when she ended counting the days of Tahara, she got the 33 days or the 66 days of Tahara, does she have to go to the mikvah or not? So Beit Shammai says she needs another tefillah after she ends the May Tahara. And Beis Hillel says it doesn't have to do another tefillah. So the Gemara, what are we talking about? Im lachilas trumo, we're talking about to eat trumo. Kashal de'al de Beis Shammai, v'loy tefulas yoymi v'ein teful yoymi arif shvi shavo yichel. Once she went to the mikvah after the days of Tumo, she's considered to be a tefulas yoyim. Tefulas yoyim oroch, it's called. Which means, what's a tefulas yoyim? Someone who went to the mikvah, so as long as they did not come to his evening, he's considered to be a teful yoyim. Now, here, she's a very long teful yoyim, because she goes to the mikvah after the 7 days or the 14 days, and then she has to wait another 33 days or 66 days, in order to finish the yimei tahara. Her har of shemesh is in the end of her count. Now the din is, this we learned in Maseches Brachos, the first Mishnah in Shas, that what is it? What happens with Tvul Yoyim? He goes to the mikvah during the day, waits for the evening, and he can eat Truma. That's what the Kohanim do. So here, why Beit Shammai say that she has to go to the mikvah again? She went to the mikvah already. She has a very long Tvul Yoyim. In other words, she has a very long day until she gets to the end of the 40 or the 80 days. She should be able to eat Truma right away without a mikvah. So let's see the Gemara again. Kachal de Beit Shammai, v'loy tefulas yoymi v'ein teful yoymi arif shvi shavo yichel. Teful yoyim just waits for the evening and eats. He doesn't have to go to the mikvah again. That's why here should be different. Im lachilas kachim. Maybe you'll tell me no. They're talking about kachim. Chalikas Beit Shammai v'isil is regarding eating kachim. So kachal de Beit Shammai, so how can Beit Shammai say she doesn't have to go to the mikvah? V'lai mechuselas kapari. Isn't she similar to mechuselas kapara? Wasn't mechuselas kapara? Someone went to the mikvah. He waited for the evening. He still has to bring the korbanos the next day, so he can't eat kodesh until he brings the korbanos. A Yoledes also has to bring the Karbonis. After the end of the 40 days or the 80 days, she has to bring Karbonis. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah that Mechusa Kippurim needs to go to the mikvah to eat Kodesh? Because he was also B'Kodesh till now. And then once he brought his Karbon, he has to go to the mikvah again to eat Kodesh. So same thing over here. Why does Beis Hillel say to the end of the 40 days or 80 days, the woman doesn't have to go to the mikvah? If she wants to eat Kodesh, she has to go to the mikvah, as we saw in our Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, in Terem b'Truman and Kaim and Tamon, if you want to tell me, you talk here about Trumo. So then our Mishnah, you have to say that the Reisha is Divrei HaKol. Meaning what it says, that you need to go to the Mikra for Kodesh, everybody agrees, but Shammah and Basil agree, you have to go to the Mikra for Kodesh. But our Mishnah says, Avaloi LaTrumo. For Trumo, you don't have to go to the Mikvah. But Shammah will argue on that. But Shammah will say, you do have to go to the Mikvah. They will hold against what our Mishnah says when we learn beginning of Maseches Brachos. They will hold that once comes the evening, you have to go to the mikvah again in order to eat Truma. So this is one way to explain our Mishnah based on that Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the beginning everybody agrees, the end is Mechlekes B'Chama B'Silo. Now the next few lines of the Gemara, we're going to use the Gersa of Chaim. In Teima, if you want to say, B'Kodesh Ono Kaimim Hosom, you want to explain that there we talk about Kodesh. So the way you read our Mishnah, it will be like this. Reisha b'machlekes, v'seifa divrei ha-koyl. Meaning there are Mishnah when it says in the Reisha that by Kodesh, you need to go to the mikvah, it will be machlekes b'chama b'sil. B'chama holds you have to go to the mikvah by Kodesh, b'sil will say no, because they don't require that you're allowed to go to the mikvah. So in other words, the Gemara says that our Mishnah that says that Truma doesn't require a mikvah, and Kodesh does require a mikvah, one way or another doesn't fit with the Mishnah there, Maseches Nido. Either Beit Shammai will argue with our Mishnah, and they will hold that Truma does require a mikvah, or Beis Hillel will argue with our Mishnah, and they will hold that Kodesh doesn't require a mikvah. Says the Gemara, no. Really, we can explain our Mishnah that everybody agrees to that, Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. And how you can explain the Mishnah over there? There we talk about Truma. Hi, Truma, we learned in our Mishnah, doesn't require a mikvah. There, the reason Beit Shammai require mikvah is because of the joitus. People don't know the halacha. So people should not say, oh, we saw a woman that had blood and went to eat Truma with blood. And they're not going to know that there, the blood that she saw was called Dam Taharo. That's from the 33 days or from the 66 days that a woman can have that blood and still be Tahar. So Beit Shammai really agree with our Mishnah that in a regular case, when a person is Tameh, meaning he was Tameh, went to the mikvah, and he waits for the evening, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah again to eat Truma. But there by Yoledes, that she's Shafas Dam, she's bleeding the whole time, so there we do require her to go to the mikvah before eating Truma, so people should not think that she's Tameh and she's eating Truma without going to the mikvah. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chagigo, Dav Chof Daled.